We're in the middle of Siman Taf Reish Ayin Sif Beis. Yesh Omim Yesh Lecho Gevina B'Chanukah V'Vishanes Nasa B'Cholov Shechu Yehudis Esa Oyev. Some have a custom to eat cheese and milchiks on Chanukah because of the miracle that was done through the milchiks with Yehudis. Yehudis was the daughter of Yochanan the Kohen Gadol, and she gave one of the leading officers cheese and wine. He fell asleep, and then she killed him, and then the Greeks ran away, and the Jews won that battle, and it ended up winning the war. So that was a big nace that she was involved in. So as a zecher to that nace, teach cheese and milchiks on Chanukah. We know there's also a custom to eat latkes and donuts, because they're made with oil, they're fried in oil, and it's a zecher to the miracle of the Pachshan. Sif Gimel. Ein maspidin behem el chachum b'fano. We don't do a hesped on Chanukah, except for a big talmud chacham when it's in his presence. Ve'im misan in yom shemesvo av o eim v'tenis chalom b'chanukah. And we don't fast on the yartzeit. Some people there's a minhag, it's in the Ramah, to fast on the day of the yartzeit of a parent. So if it's on Chanukah, so then you don't fast. And regarding reciting the Tzidduk HaDin, so the Mishnah Berurah says that on days where we don't say Tachanun, we don't say Tzidduk HaDin either, and that would apply to Chanukah. But the day before or after Chanukah, there the Mishnah Berurah says it would be mutter. But in general, Avela certainly applies and continues on Chanukah. Oh, an onen, someone who is a relative died and has not been buried yet, so he's part of him near Chanukah, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes that some hold that his wife should light for him. Oh, and then there's a fascinating psak that if he's by himself and his wife is not with him, then he should light the candles for Pishumei Nisa, but not say a bracha. The later Achronim explained that Pesumei Nisa, the Ramah says later on, might even be Docha, a mitzvah d'araisa. So it could be Pesumei Nisa, such a special mitzvah, that Takan Onen should light the candles. But again, he would not say a bracha. Simitar Freish Ayin Aleph. Sarich Lizarma, oh, Badakas Neiros Chanukah, be very careful letting Neiros Chanukah. The mitzvah of Pesumei Nisa. The Gemara says, if you're careful with the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, of Ner, some say it means Ner Chanukah, you're zochet to have sons or tamid chachamim. It says, Ner mitzvah v'torah or, if you're mekayim mitzvah of Ner properly, your children will be tamid chachamim. So, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from Rashi, this refers to the Ner Chanukah, to the Ner Shabbos. Be very careful with Ner Chanukah. It's a big mitzvah for Sumei Nisa. V'afigu anem isparnis minat staka. Even if you're an ani and you're supported from tzedakah, you have to borrow or sell your shirt to buy oil lahadlik ner Chanukah. Oh, what's the source of this tremendous chumrah? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magid Mishnah that it's compared to Dalad Kosos. The Mishnah says in the Gemara that Dalad Kosos, you also have to be mocher kesuso. And since this is also Pesumei Nisa, so the same thing would apply here. Now, that means the Gabbai Tzedakah has to give the Anim enough money for the, just like you have to give enough money to the Anim for the Dalad Kosos, enough money for the Ner Chanukah. But we're going to see soon that the fundamental mitzvah is only one candle every night. So the Gabbai is only mechuyev to give to the Ani the amount of oil or one candle for every night to be able to say the basic mitzvah. And there's no chiyuv to give the ani the ability of fulfilling the additional levels of mahadrin and mahadrin mina mahadrin. Oh. Now there's a fundamental machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Gemara says, we pass on like Beis Hillel, that you go upwards in the nearest Hanukkah from 1 up to 8. But here's the big machlokas. The Shulchan Aruch says, Kama Neiros Madlik, Balayla Rishon Madlik Echad, the first night 1. Mikan ve'eluch mosi v'holich. You add every echad b'cholal. You add another candle every night. Ad shebalel achron yu shmona. Until they're eight on the last night. And here's the key line: ve'afilim rabim b'nei abayis l'adliki yoser. Even if there are many people in the house, you don't light more. One menorah. One up to eight. The Shulchan Aruch follows Tosfos. You want it to be crystal clear what night of Chanukah it is. No confusion, and there's one menorah. This is the minhag in the Sephardi homes, that there's one menorah no matter how many people are in the house. Oh. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, if you have 9 candles, so again, fundamentally, one every night is enough. Oh, let's say you have 9 candles, you light one the first night, 2 the second night, and then you go back to 1 for the remaining nights. What if you have 10 candles? Like 1 the first night, 2 the second night. Now then, the third night, all you have is 2. But it's the third night. So there is no idea of lighting 2 on the third night. So then you go back to 1. That's what the Mishnah quotes from the Chayodim. Oh, okay. So that's the view of the Shulchan Aruch, of Mahadrin. Meaning Mahadrin is 1 menorah, 1 up to 8, no matter how many people in the house. But the Ramah says no. The Yeshomrim, the Ramah says, everyone lights their own menorah, 1 up to 8. V'chein ha-minag pashut. And that's the minag. They quote, it's written here that it's the Rambam Shita. It isn't exactly the Rambam Shita. That's not exactly this topic for now. The Rambam doesn't say that each separate person lights his own menorah, but that's what the Ramah says to a certain degree based on the Rambam, and that's the meaning of the Ashkenazim. Aye, but you might get confused what night of Chanukah it is. There's a big mishmash of all the menorahs. So the Ramah says, "V'yizaru leitein kol echad ve'echad neirosa v'mokam miyuchad." Try to light your menorah in its own special spot. Kidei shein heker kama neiros madlikin. So it's clear what night of Chanukah it is. Don't light like 20 menorahs all together in a big mishmash. Then it's not so clear what night of Chanukah it is. So that's the minhag of the Ashkenazim. Everyone lights their own menorah, and you try to keep the menorah separated enough that it's clear what night of Hanukkah it is. Now, the Mishnah Berurah adds here that although the Ramah says everyone should light, the Mishnah Berurah says, Levad me'ishto shikagufo, except for your wife, because ishto kagufo. So the Mishnah Berurah sounds like that a person's wife, dafka, should not light. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says here. Oh, later on, the Mishnah Berurah sounds like a wife is allowed to light, and there are different customs. There are different customs. Rav Moshe is quoted as saying that a wife is allowed to light. There are different customs whether wives light. Similarly, there are different opinions whether daughters light. Rav Nevensol and others quote that the minhag in Yerushalayim is that the daughters do not light. But again, Rav Eider quotes from Rav Moshe that in Europe there were different customs whether the daughters lit the menorah as well. Okay, we'll stop here.